Well, with us once again on the Monday Walk Right In programme is Frank Rowntree, Sheffield's Health Education Officer. Frank, I've been reading a little in the press lately about this new children's game, the game of clackers, and the press certainly seem very disturbed about it. I don't know much about it. Maybe you can fill us in with a few details on this.
Yes, it's not only the press who are concerned, the medical profession is concerned as well. This clacker game really is very simple. It's two plastic balls on string, and the idea is that you clack them by swinging them round. It became very popular only a few months ago in most parts of the country, although we haven't seen too much of it in Sheffield. And already in those few months, it's led to the definition of a new kind of illness called clacker wrist, which was described in the medical press only a week ago. This results from these quite heavy plastic balls bouncing over and striking the wrist of the child who's playing the game, causing very, very severe bruising, so severe that parents panic and have been rushing off to the hospital with their children. In fact, one hospital in the northeast of the country was absolutely inundated during the latter part of the summer holidays. They have reported recently that there is a fall now as children have gone back to school. It really is quite surprising how games like this do catch on. There's a sudden craze, the idea looks all right, there's a bit of publicity, as there was in this case, through the media, both press and television. Every child wants them, and then the dangers begin to be seen. The manufacturers have in fact tried to develop a safety clacker. These are slightly hollowed out balls, but these still do cause damage. I think every parent with children who wants to start taking up a new kind of game should very, very carefully consider the safety aspect. Here we have an example of damage being done to a developing child's wrist. In my opinion, the things are dangerous from many, many points of view, not only to the individual child, but for other people who may be walking around as well who might get knocked. Then there are other games too that parents quite unthinkingly provide for their children. Bows and arrows used to be very unpopular, and we get lots and lots of injuries still from people who get pellets in the eyes, missiles in the eyes from catapults and so on. Whilst we don't want to discourage the spirit of adventure and innovation in children, we've got to remember that a mistake made in childhood may have repercussions for the rest of the life, particularly where injuries to bones are concerned, particularly eyes and so on. Think carefully, I would say, to all parents before allowing a child to go off and develop a new kind of interest that could have these long-term repercussions. The manufacturers are out to sell, but we are out to save life and to save injury. And this is a thing that we must all be aware of.
Frank, I think that whilst we're talking about children's games, perhaps later in the year, when we get into the toy buying season, we can look forward to your comments on the kind of toys that we ought to buy and the kind of toys we ought to steer clear of from a safety point of view.
Yes, indeed. This is most important and something that we must bear in mind now, coming up to the Christmas season, which isn't really very far away.